If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do, He gave it to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to mankind, except one obligation. Except one obligation, Allah Azza wa Jal raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the seventh heaven and informed him of that obligation. That obligation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it is the amud of the deen. It is the most important pillar after shahada. That obligation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last words, his last wasiyah, was that obligation. That obligation that if it is done properly, it guarantees Jannah. That obligation is the Salat. The Salat, ya akhwan. As-salatu as-salat. These were the last words. Imagine your father is passing away, your mother is passing away, and on her deathbed, she mentioned something. Take care of your brother. Take care of your sister. Make sure she gave you a wasiyah. She saved the best for last. How about the best man ever created? His last words were, As-salatu as-salat. Salah, salah. Every year at this time, I take advantage of the presence of many people on vacation, and I bring up this topic. Because unfortunately, we see a lot of neglect on this topic. Now, I want you to imagine that you were told that you have a test. And the outcome of the test will decide if you are going to be happy the rest of your life in this dunya, or you're going to be miserable. The result of the test will decide your happiness or your misery. And let's assume that this test in math, English, and science. And the teacher said, whatever you get, whatever you get for the math, I will consider it also for the English and the science. Yani, if you pass the math, then automatically you have passed the English and the science. Anybody with a brain, anybody who is sane, will focus and concentrate and study a lot math. Because that determines the rest of his life. Can you imagine how much focus he or she are going to put on that test, and specifically the math? Now, our teacher, the teacher of this ummah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة إن صلحت صلح سائر عمله وإن فسدت فسد سائر عمله. الله أكبر. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing me and you and every Muslim will be held accountable for on the day of judgment, the first thing is as-salat. If it is good, everything will follow. Siyam will follow, sadaqah will follow, hajj will follow, umrah will follow, hifz of the Quran will follow, dua will follow, everything will follow. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ. And if it's corrupt, it is messed up, it is done with laziness, it has no soul, the rest will follow. Wallahi ya akhwan, wallahi, this is a very scary matter. Very scary matter. Everything is depending on this salat. And now here, not 50 years will be good, or 500 years will be good. No, my eternal life is depending on this salat. My eternal destiny is depending on my performance of that salat. So the question is, how's your salat, ya akhi? My dear brother, my dear sister, how is your salat? Let me rephrase. How much would you give your salat from 0 to 10? 2, 4, 7. Let me rephrase. Are you ready to present this salat with pride and joy if you were determined to meet Allah tomorrow? Ya akhwan, this is coming. Yesterday I got a phone call, I swear by Allah, from this minbar, 20 years old. You're going to hear the janazah very soon. It's either Monday or Tuesday. 20 years old, gone. So don't be fooled. The sheikh is talking now. I'm only 17. I'm 23. I'm 36. I still have a long time. I forget. I'm going to Hajj. And I'm come back. Everything's clean. Subhanak ya Rabbi. All this tasweef, procrastination, is from the shaitan. My rest, the rest of my eternity, is depending on that salat. So ya akhwan, let's focus and concentrate and re-look at our salat. I'm going to discuss two matters only. You know, when I was growing up, I found, remember in the days of the CDs, there was 128 CDs. The sheikh is explaining how to achieve khushu' and salat. And you're talking about around 120 hours. And I'm going to try to make it in 15 minutes. And so I'm going to pick two matters, which is, I noticed that many of us suffer with these two matters. Number one, praying on time. Praying on time. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, ما أحب الأعمال إلى الله. What is the most beloved أعمال to Allah? And keep in mind, why did the Sahaba used to always ask about the most beloved أعمال to Allah? Why? First, because they love Allah. Second, they knew that time is very short, very limited. I don't have much time, so Ya Rasulullah, please tell me, what does he love the most? So with this 5, 10, 15 years, I want to do it. I don't have much time, it could be tomorrow. So please tell me, what does he love the most? We all see this question always repeated by many Sahaba, right? So Ya Rasulullah, what is the most beloved amal to Allah? Allahu Akbar. We should be so grateful for that Sahaba who asked that question. الصلاة على وقتها. Allahu Akbar. Salat on time. Salat on time. Ya Rasulullah, what's next? Birr al-walidain, being good to the parents. Ya Rasulullah, listen carefully. What is next? Al-jihad fi sabilillah. Salat on time came before jihad. Salat on time came before my parents. As-salatu ala waqtiha. Salat on time. What does salat on time mean? What does it mean? It means that every salat, and alhamdulillah, Allah from His mercy, He did not give us a window of 5, 6, 7 minutes, and then after that you will be punished. No. Fajr, you have till shuruq to pray it, and it will be considered on time. Dhuhr, you have till asr, and so on. But the sooner it is to the beginning of the time, the better. But as long as it's done before the next salat, you are safe. But if it is neglected, yeah, well, let me ask you a question. When I pray whenever I want to pray, what am I doing? What am I saying? Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. The salat has been prescribed on the believers at a certain time assigned by me. طيب. I want to wake up and pray Fajr whenever I woke up. I woke up at 7, I pray at 7. I woke up at 11, I pray at 11. Dhuhr came and I'm at work. Khalas, when I go home, I will pray them all together. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And I will make sure they have tartib. Dhuhr first, and then Asr, and Maghrib, and Isha. When I do this, what am I doing, ya akhwan? Maybe you don't want to hear it, wallah, and maybe it sounds very, very harsh. But what I'm doing is, ya Allah, I don't have time for you now. When I have time, I will pray. If you meant it or not, that's what it means. Allah said, pray now. You're saying, no, now I'm busy. Now I'm sleeping. Now I have a game. Now I'm playing video game. Now I have a soccer. Now, Allah said, now. Now, only now, salat is better than sleep. And you're saying with rudeness, sleep is better than salat. You continue snoring. Who's the master? Wallahi, if you are the master, if I am the master, do whatever you want. But wallahi, we are not. We are abid. We are slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the slave is supposed to say, sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. Pray now, hadir, sami'na wa ata'na. This is what Islam means. You submit to the order of Allah, not to your wills and desires. Ya akhwan, listen to the surah An-Nisa. Allah Azza wa Jal told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, open your ears and your heart, please. Ya Muhammad, when you are performing jihad, what does that mean? I am in the battlefield. Arrows are flying towards me. The swords are swinging above my neck. Everybody's screaming and yelling. When you are in that state, Ya Muhammad, and your Sahaba, and the time for Salat comes, let a group of people pray while the others guard them. When they finish, the guards will pray, and the people who prayed will become the guards. Ya Allah, let me finish, Ya Allah, the jihad. I'm not watching a movie, Ya Allah. I'm not watching a game, Ya Allah. I am not in a meeting. I'm performing jihad. Can I please, when I go back home? No! Now! Allahu Akbar. If there's anyone on earth that is excused to perform salat on time, it will be the mujahid. We all agree on this. Allah prescribed something called salat al-khawf, salat of fear. It's different than our salat. It has some difference. But still, now. So my brother and sister, when you hear this, please, I beg you, tell me, what is your excuse? What is it? A meeting? What is it? What is it? A game? What could it be? What could it be more important than this? Allah revealed ayat that will be recited till the day of judgment, telling every Muslim, stop everything and go and pray. What are you saying when you do that? You are really not only saying, you are admitting and showing that Allah is first in your life. And if you want to know your status with Allah, check the status of salat in your life. If all your schedule is around the salat, and you're always concerned, if I leave now when we are outside, Asr is going to come, so we're going to pray here. Oh, no, 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 let's postpone the trip. The dinner, I'll see you after Maghrib. All your plans are around the salat. Allahu Akbar. But if, oh, yalla, khalas, it's okay. Inna Allah ghafoorur raheem. When we go home, we'll pray all together. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ordered. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ, if you want to know what is your status with Allah, check what is the salat status in your life. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْلَمْ مَا لَكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَانْظُرْ مَا لِلَّهِ عِنْدَكَ قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. So just like I said, because of the time, I'm going to take two matters. Number one, praying on time. And I beg you, ya akhwan, wallahi, when you put Allah first, when you put the salat first, you see the barakah in your life. The barakah in that transaction or that deal you were so worried to miss, you will see so much barakah in it. Because everything that you're worried to miss is in the hands of the one you're standing in front of. Second, slow down. That's the second biggest problem. Slow down, ya akhi. Slow down when you're praying. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? Where are you going? Really, really. Where are you going? What is it? What is it that is so important that you cannot extend your salat 30 seconds or 1 minute or 1 minute and a half, because that is the difference between a good salat and a quick salat. You know, I always think about this hadith and I get so scared. This man, this sahabi, was so lucky. We all know the hadith, it's in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid. A man walked in. Allahu Akbar. He prayed two rak'ah and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go back and pray because you did not pray. Allahu Akbar. Finished. Salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Go back and pray because you did not pray. Allahu Akbar. For the third time, the man conducted his salat, came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the same statement. And then the man said, ya Rasulullah, that's all I know. Allimni, teach me. Before I continue, I want to ask you and myself a question. Imagine after, if I die at 60, 70, 50, 30, and I'm so excited, I have 4 years of salat, and I go and stand in front of Allah, and I found out I was the same guy, but there was nobody to tell me, go back and pray because you did not pray. Imagine after 50, 60 years, and I'm standing and I'm so happy and proud. I have whole account full of salat. And then it turned out, haba and manthura, scattered dust. Rabbi irji'un, ya Allah, bring me back. I'm going to fix my salat. Kalla, it's too late. I send you a guy on November 28th to remind you to slow down. I wonder if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see me or you pray, would he say, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, or he would tell me, go back and pray because you did not pray. What you have done right now, I have no clue what it is. But this is not what I taught you. Imagine, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, not one pretending sheikh. Rasulullah, he said, go back and pray because you did not pray. I don't know what you just did. I have no clue. And what did he tell him? Go back and pray because you did not pray. He did not say, go back and pray. 50% of that salat was accepted. No, you did not pray. Ya Rasulullah, allimni. And the scholars call this hadith the hadith of really teaching how to pray. He said, when you make wudu and you walk into the masjid and you face the qibla, you say Allahu Akbar. And you read ma tayassara min al-Qur'an. And you read whatever you know from the Qur'an. And then, listen carefully my brothers and sisters. And then he said, irka' hatta tatma'inna raki'an. Make ruku' until you are at peace in ruku'. ثم ارفع رأسك. Then go for سمع الله لمن حمده. حتى, here's our biggest problem. يلا يلا. You get up for ركوع and boom. Dive into سجدة. Stand up حتى تعتدل قائما. Then go to سجود. حتى تطمئن ساجدا. Until you are at peace in سجود. Then ارفع حتى تستوي وتطمئن جالسا. Then lift up from the sujood until you are at peace sitting. Look at the word طمأنينة, سكون طمأنينة, tranquility is repeated in every move. That's why the scholars said طمأنينة, tranquility is a pillar of salat. What does a pillar mean? يعني just like the Fatiha. Is there a salat without Fatiha? No. Similarly, there's no salat without tama'nina. Yalla, yalla. And the shaitan came to me, I'm praying so fast, and he came to me and said, at least you are better than your cousin, he doesn't pray. Right? And he started making me compare myself to the people who do not pray. He doesn't make me compare myself to my brother whose salat is amazing. No, no, no. Inna aswa an nas, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the worst thief, thief, thief. Who's the worst thief, ya Rasulullah? Alladhi yasriq min salatih, la yutim ruku'aha wala sujudaha. The one who steals from his salat, he does not complete its ruku' and he does not complete its sujood. Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, he walked into the masjid one time and he saw someone doing the express salat. He came to him after the salat and he said, if you die on this state, faqad mitta ala ghayri millati Muhammad. Look how serious is this topic. If you die praying like this and you think that you're praying, you would die out of the millah, out of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will finish with this. Subhanallah, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, every person stand in front of Allah twice. Once in this dunya, in the salat, and once in the akhirah, when he is held accountable. If you fix the first, the second will be very easy. And if you mess up the first, the second will be very difficult. Ya akhwan, as-salat was-salat. Please, focus, slow down. Yani, when I'm saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, when I'm saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, I am praising Allah, right? When I'm saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, I am praising Allah with the best, right? Tayyib, you tell me, I beg you, tell me, what kind of praise is this? Subhana rabbil azim, subhana rabbil azim, subhana rabbil azim. Subhana rabbil a'la, subhana rabbil a'la, subhana rabbil a'la. If you gave me a gift and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. How do you feel? What do you say? What kind of thank you is this? What kind of thank you is this? How about the one who gave me everything I have? Everything I have. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. I'm praising Allah. Take your time, ya akhwan. May Allah make us from the people alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Successful are the believers. What is their first characteristic, ya Allah? What is the first characteristic of the successful believers? Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. The one who has khushu' in their salat. May Allah make us among them, ya Rabbi al-Alameen. Ya Allah, do not take our soul until we have perfected our salat, ya Rabbi. Ya Allah, do not take our souls until you are pleased with us. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في السودان وأغث إخواننا المستضعفين في اليمن وفي غزة وفي العراق وفي باكستان وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي بنغلاديش وفي الهند وفي كل مكان. اللهم يا رب العالمين يا الله أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.